Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fucking dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
Hey. It's Kat the Cappuccino family. This is Catherine C.
And this is actually Patrick Frappuccino. That's right. I changed my name legally
in
a court of law to Frappuccino because I wanted to do that. And
this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love.
You know,
have I told you?
You know, wait, about my sorry. I have to say something. As soon as we started recording, I'm having a slight delay visually, but as long as it's not affecting me audially, then I'm fine.
Checking, testing.
Let's move forward, and I want this to end the podcast, and I want the title of this episode has to be somewhere in what's been said in the last 12 seconds.
How about let's move forward?
Let's move forward.
Have I told you about my gay gynecologist? Gay man.
Yeah, you did. Who are you telling gay about? Man. Me and one other person. Oh, Michelle on Michelle's pod.
Sure. So yeah, so I had to make a – so first, here's what happened. I was getting absolutely fingered to hell. And there was a little blood, and I thought, you know,
okay,
I haven't
Miranda.
Been getting...
Okay, Miranda, come through, Miranda.
Oh, wait. I was... First of all, did I send you Lily Murata tweeted?
You sent me Evan Ross Crack Cats.
No, his meme made me laugh so fucking hard. I've done a
ton
of weed.
I know, he always makes me laugh and laugh.
He's so funny. I'm so grateful for an account that makes me LOL, LOL. No, Lily Murata tweeted... I screenshotted it specifically for you. Che doing an Upper East Side school fundraiser, .. make it make sense. It's LOL. So true. It's like,
I know why.
The last episode was one of the craziest pieces of television I've ever seen.
You know what? You know what?
The plot line with Charlotte and the couple friends, yeah. That was horrible.
Yeah, I couldn't, because the storyline that they've agreed on telling, you're like, this is a story we like to tell. Charlotte pushes Harry over, and he says, I wish you hadn't pushed me over that way. And that's a storyline of the show.
Every time there's a scene with them, I kept looking at Ryan and be like, why was that scene there?
I know.
Like, there was one scene where just, isn't the girl's name Lisa, her friend?
I don't know.
So it was like Charlotte and Lisa. Someone looked that up. I need a fact checker. Charlotte and Lisa, there's a scene where they're just like playing tennis and like, we're going to beat the other
yes.
team.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Like, that's the whole scene. Like, what's the point?
And then and then it was like old ladies, I think was the point. And then like they played
Is
Eye
that
of
funny?
The Tiger. No, it wasn't funny for me, but
let me tell you this. Old ladies are some of the best tennis players in the world.
Yeah, literally.
My mom destroys. She's not even that old.
She's younger than you.
My mom's younger than me, after all.
What's he going to say? It's hard because, you know, I really felt like 2 episodes ago was like kind of good. You know,
I know.
You know what's going to betray you? And I'm telling, because listeners need to know that Catherine's wearing blue light glasses. I can see your screen in the blue light. Not that like, and it looks exactly as I'm seeing my own Zoom.
I see you saw,
but don't be trying to look at anything. You shouldn't be looking at while you're talking to someone.
Can someone look up if these are okay? Actually, listeners, I know I'm going to get some DMs about those. Are blue light glasses real, and will they help with my migraines and stuff? I actually woke up with a headache today.
I can't believe how much I could see your whole screen. It's actually incredible. I feel like I'm superpower.
I'm obsessed with this. I'm obsessed with hot corners. Are you a hot corners person?
I don't know what you're talking about.
From the age of freshman year of high school, I've been a hot corners girl. And hot corners is a feature on the Mac OS FX X
You had channel. A Mac in high school?
So here's the deal. My high school. Well, here's what happened. This is so iconic. I'm at this middle school. I go to a different high school than all my friends because I think I'm better than everyone. I want to go to like the fancy school that's far away. I hate it. No one likes me there. I want to die. All my friends at the other school get Mac laptops. And I was like, not only do I have no friends, I also don't have a Mac laptop. And everyone was obsessed with playing this game called like Penguin something. Super Tux. Everyone's obsessed with Super Tux. So then I end up transferring to the laptop school because I wanted friends and it was closer to my house.
Yeah.
When I got that laptop, I became a hot corners girl. Hot corners is where you can drag your mouse to one of the corners and it shows you every window that you are currently working with.
Oh, my Mac doesn't do that.
It does if you said it that way.
And I wouldn't want my Mac to do that because
I am a big picture girl. I'm big picture.
You know, my computer's been acting weird lately. You know that feeling when, when like for some reason your computer goes through a phase where it's whirling a lot, like whirring. Yeah.
My girl hasn't shut up since 2016. She is zooming.
My girl will go through years where she does not make a peep, and I'm worried. I'm taking her to doctors, and I'm like, hey, like she hasn't been worrying at all. Like, is that normal? But then she'll go through phases where she's like, you know, letting it all out, and like we're kind of in that now. I'm like, it invokes some kind of human sympathy where you're like, are you okay? Like, are you okay? Like, am I abusing you? Like, you feel like guilty. You're like, I've been abusing you.
It literally for me evokes the memory of my friend's like elderly Labrador menstruating and me not knowing like what a period was, but like her dog was just like in the corner, like heaving, menstruating. And I feel like,
oh my God.
That's what, when my computer's worrying, I'm like, she's on her period.
You know, I never really thought about dogs menstruating before. Is science, and this is a science podcast, first and foremost.
Of course.
Do dogs who have been spayed menstruate? Cool. That's why you don't hear about that.
Exactly. And then, but this, my friends had a dog that like they made puppies. They created puppies in their laboratory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so this girl was menstruating. Anyways, you know that I haven't had my period in forever. And so I went to the doctor and they're like, it's just really stressful. I actually have to call him back.
Wait, so your gay doctor, your gay OBGYN.
Is that what happened? So I was, so I was fingered and there was a little blood. And I was like, you know, I haven't been to the gynecologist in like almost 2 years. I need to find a new one. I'm just going to go on like Mount Sinai and do the first available.
Of course.
And it was a man. I was like, okay, I've never had a man gyno. I feel a little nervous. He walks in, find out, big reveal, gay. All of a sudden I'm at peace.
Wow. It's so interesting.
My uterus relaxes and lets his hand in effortlessly.
Wow. That's crazy that you have to do that. Like I would have so much trouble with that.
With what part?
Just if I had a vagina, I would have trouble just showing it to someone and letting them put their finger in it.
No, it's insane. But the thing that makes it okay sort of is that you put like a blanket over you. So you don't even really see what's happening. You're just you open your legs and like, you don't see it. And then he's just like, they always are like, it's going to be a little cold. And you're like,
yeah. And they really explore that on TV. That mm-hmm. they explore the fact that a gynecologist says it's going to be a little cold on TV.
Yeah. And it's really muscular what they do. It's more of a
really?
They really feel around. They're like,
oh my God.
And so I guess the doctor kind of is like, you have some weird hormone levels because of your PCOS, but most things are normal. So I don't know why you're not getting your period. And they might want to do a biopsy of my uterus.
Oh my God.
To which I say, no.
To
which I say, get well soon.
Wanting to do a biopsy of the uterus is a disease. To which I say, get well soon.
I was gonna pull a vintage. I don't think so, honey. But anyways, I have to call him back. He's obsessed with me. See what's wrong with me. So Shout out to my fellow girlies who are struggling with their pussies, assholes, uteruses, and cervixes, because there's always something a flutter down there.
I you know what I'm loving is this new crew neck I have.
You look so hot today.
You know, my hair is like very, you know what my hair is right now? You know what and who my hair is? Josh Hartnett in like
weird phases. Yes.
My hair right now is Josh Hartnett in his weird phases.
You have a Josh Hartnett vibe in that like he has the kind of hotness where it's like you're just like so.
I'm listening so closely. I'm like, what kind?
I know. In my mind, you're not going to like this because like, you don't like when I'm attracted to you, but it's like you're just like so good looking in a way that I can't even describe. And Josh Hart, I think it's like
now listeners have to hear me like either accept that or like speak truth to power and say that's not true.
It's like when I wasn't allowed to comment on your outfit at the live show because if I said it was good, you wouldn't believe me. If I said it was bad, you wouldn't believe me. You'd hate me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that.
It's exactly like that. Anyways, what's up?
What is up? You know, I've been waking up early and I feel like
how did you make the switch? How did you flip the clock back?
I'm not sure how I flip the clock back and turn back time. But I will say that if I think that like, oh, it's so cliche to say and it's so basic and I should be jailed immediately, but I do feel like new year, new me. And not even new year, new me, but like kind of new year, old me. Like I want to reconnect with that girl I used to be before this little girl named Corona came and met her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like woke up this morning, went for a little walk and went to the grocery store.
Woke up this morning, got yourself a gun.
Oh, I thought you were going to do like, woke up in the morning, thinking about so many things.
Oh, that's good too.
Just want things to get better. I think Jersey's coming back soon. Breaking news.
I feel the same way. I feel like, first of all, I'm really proud of myself because I've been doing sober January, so I haven't had a drink in 2 weeks, which I'm proud of. And I'm also proud that I've done yoga with Adrian challenge every day.
You know that my coworker does that.
Oh, really? Which one?
Andrew Law.
Oh, okay. I should connect with them.
You should connect.
I did it because, Haley Nauman was doing it. I missed one day, but she said it was okay because it was the rest day. And then I ended up watching it the next day. So I'm doing that. And I'm also proud of myself because I did I tried out a new hour of material last night.
Let's get into it. How did it go?
So I haven't done new stuff since like a million years ago, literally, like since like the duplex.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically last weekend I just sat down and I like went through old notes and tweets and was like, what can I talk about for one single second? I've had songs I've been working on for like the past, you know, 2 years ish. But so I ended up doing like an hour 15.
Wow.
Some stuff definitely didn't work, but some stuff I was like, oh, this is a really good song. I didn't really realize.
Oh, cool.
I need more. I think I have too many songs and not enough jokes. So I need to keep working on the jokes, which is always difficult. And feel it's tricky because I'm like, I'm so proud of the special we shot and I'm like, how will I ever do something better than that?
You know,
anyways, so I'm just like, how can I ever, so it's like, it just feels, I guess what I'm thinking is the new hour, I'm like, it feels, I want it to feel different than what I've already done. I feel like at this point I'm kind of doing like a similar thing, so I want to, but it's a good starting place.
Yeah, totally. That's really exciting. I want to do some new, because I'm opening for you tonight.
I'm so excited you're coming.
I do a couple of new stupid little things, but I can't think of any. Didn't I have some at some point? Like, what happens to those?
I haven't seen you do a show. I haven't been in a show with you, and I'm like, ever.
I haven't been doing a ton of stand-up because I work late. Nonstop. And then I'm like, I don't want to. I generally don't like going like to a show afterwards. I get done, and I'm just kind of like, I need to literally. Well, I've been watching this week, my real chore, but it's a labor of absolute love, has been that I've been watching all the screens again because I'm going to see Spring 5 this weekend, which I want to say too, I'm just so proud of us as a community because when they were coming out with the Scream, we were like, oh yeah, Scream 5, it's coming out. This is huge. And then they were like, and actually, for no reason, we're going to call this one Scream, which already the other one is called. but we're going to just call it Scream instead of Scream 5. And you just have, and when someone says Scream, you just have to know if they're talking about Scream or Scream 5. And then we as a community came together and we're like, we're just referring to it as Scream 5. And everyone's been doing that. We didn't even talk about it. We've just, we've just known to call it Scream 5 no matter what the studio says. And
that's
so,
beautiful.
Yeah. Scream 3
they're
is
trying
so
to like
bad.
Make it prestige because it's like Scream 5 sounds like it's going to be shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. I did the craziest thing where like, for one, it's been getting really good reviews in Scream. And
who's the star, may I ask?
No. I don't know who the new girls are. Like,
that's
at
what
all.
I meant. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I definitely don't like keep track of that. But
why would you?
I was scrolling through my feed. I'm being so careful now because I do not want a spoiler. If I get a spoiler before I see it, I'm going to jump off of
I know, you should like get
it.
Offline before you see. When are you going?
I don't know. I mean, it's out now. Either I guess tomorrow or Sunday. I might go to a random, like, you know, I live on the Bushwick Ridgewood line border.
I do know that.
And what's kind of fun about that is, you know, just a stone's throw is like random like Glendale or Maspeth, places that feel almost suburban.
So yeah,
I might go like that direction, like
that'd
go
be
to
so
Williamsburg,
fun.
And
like see it
direction.
In Queens or something.
Yeah, and it's literally like a suburban movie.
Are you gonna get
for
popcorn?
Once. No, for no.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. New year, new me. But
New year, new. It's new year, new us. And you know, I've been keeping up with my 5-year journal.
I have to start journaling again.
Well, I literally write a sentence a day, so it's like not daunting. It's a SMART goal, safe, measurable, or that's an acronym that Brian taught me.
Oh yeah. Someone told me that too. I think my app told me that.
Yeah. Wait, what was I gonna ask you about Scream?
Ask me anything. I know I've used something about it.
No, it escapes me. Oh, what I was gonna say. Oh, about the show tonight. Yeah, it's like I've done like 3 shows in the past week, and I do think audiences have the weirdest vibe right now because everyone's like, everyone's for the most part masked, and then people are like, they feel like I feel safe being out because I've had COVID and
right,
boosted same. And vaccinated, but it's like people are like, are we allowed to feel relaxed? Are we allowed to have fun? Like the whole like last night at Union Hall, it's like the whole bar upstairs is like shut down basically.
Oh, really?
So it's like people. So I just could tell the energy of like, the past few shows at Club Coming too. It's like people are scared. Everyone just feels crazy, which as they should. And so I feel like, I think it's good for this thing because I'm trying out stuff. So it's like, oh, if I get a laugh on this, it's actually funny. But I think there's some, I like to think there are things that might get a laugh in a warmer room, but the crowd is just like not having it right now, which is kind of fine.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. It's such a weird time.
No, I'm glad
time.
You told me that because that will affect kind of, I think, how I come in. You know what I mean?
Ow. Well, who knows what the vibe will be tonight?
I was kind of interested about like, Sarah, I think it's pronounced Sarah Ramirez.
Is it?
I think someone
their
told
journey?
Me they, someone was referring to them as that, and I was like, is that how you pronounce it? And the person was like, I think it is. So I was like, okay, cool. But so anyways, it was interesting when they were kind of, Che was like kind of literally, I always think about that on sets, like literally licking Nip on cam.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I
that must be so
about
intimate.
That. She was licking Nip.
I'm someone who would even have trouble going to a gynecologist privately, off camera, and off HBO Max.
Off camera.
And so to I was like, wow, like that must be interesting. They must be. What is that like? You know, I wonder that experience.
Yeah, I'm curious. You know, I had a scene. It wasn't even a sex. I've never done a sex scene. It was like a post sex scene where we're supposed to be like naked in bed. And even that felt like, this is like extremely intimate because you have to get in the bed.
Do you have to be naked?
Well, you have like, I had like pasties and like underwear, but it's like, you like the moment of like taking off the robe and like getting into the car, it's like, it is like, oh wow. Like I'm just kind of naked right now.
Yeah.
And ooh. I'm sure. I remember Lena Dunham, the queen, once said some interview like, oh, the whole cast just constantly has to see me like walking around set just ass naked.
Oh my God.
She did so many powerful, beautiful sex scenes in that show.
She did.
I love her so much. I think, wait, someone told me she has like a new movie.
I don't know about that.
Wait, let me look it up. Maybe I don't want to be wrong. I hate being wrong. I want the best for her forever and always. Yeah, she has a movie in Sundance.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, I okay. This reminds me. You know what we have to talk about publicly?
What?
And I'm so glad you said Sundance because it's what made me think of it. It's like we need to once again in 2022 now discuss and check in about the fact that Vulture does not know.
Oh my God. Vulture
so
is literally
interesting. It's so
well,
interesting.
It's really interesting because sometimes sometimes they're our biggest fans.
I've gone to Utah on their behalf. I've gotten on a plane and gone to Utah on their behalf.
They wrote something nice about like my book, I think.
They've never.
And yet here they are pretending we don't have a. They're pretending we don't have a podcast.
They're pretending you don't have a podcast. They don't even put me on that. They don't even put me on that list.
Your relationship to that list is the funniest thing I've
ever. It's so LOL because it's like, what is the deal, Jesse? I want to be like, Jesse. Hi, you're my literal bio dad. Like,
but at this point, you can't be on the list. Like, you don't want to be on the list at this point.
I think that Jesse will be finding me saying this too. It's like, are you my father? Question mark.
Bio dad.
Are you my father? And then, regardless of the answer to that question, like, do you absolutely love me, or do you want to kill me like the killer would do to someone and scream?
It's really, the way Vulture treats us is really crazy.
It's just so funny.
Here's what I'll say. If there's another outlet that wants to like celebrate our podcast, feel free to. Like, we want to make more fans and money for once.
Like, remember we did that show for Vulture in that like office space?
How could I ever forget?
And remember
the beginning. That's what I call the beginning of the end, because that's like, it was like pre-pandem.
Yeah, it was definitely pre-pandem.
I looked really good then.
I looked really good then too. I was wearing that like black crew neck, like sweatshirt I used to wear a lot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Obviously, to me now, it looks like a piece of clothing for dolls. But I at one point wore it and that was cool. Now I'm like, okay, who here has been playing with an American Girl doll who wears a black crew neck sweatshirt? But yeah, it's just a classic hot cold relationship. It's interesting. It's honestly interesting information first and foremost.
I feel almost romantic in nature in the on and offness of
totally,
it.
Totally. They're like
Sikh Treatment's relationship to Vulture is not platonic.
It's not platonic.
It's
we
charged.
We don't know yet is
it's
if
charged.
It's a healthy relationship. We don't right. know yet, but like we know that there's something there that needs to be, because
we want to build something with you.
Because if they didn't care about us so much, they wouldn't be so mean to us sometimes.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They would put us on the list if they didn't care about us. It's just so funny, like the other list, because there's like, we're talking about two, like a
what
podcast list? There's the podcast like list, whatever.
I'm talking about their relationship to our. Here's what I'll say as an aside. I think they've been kind to me as an individual, but they haven't respected you or the podcast.
It's just so interesting. But yet they will have me go to a place
I know,
called
fly
Utah
you
for them.
To the Mormon capital of the world.
Yeah. So Vulture, definitely reach out. Let us know like if you want
to
get
we
coffee.
Did. If what we did to hurt you. Yeah.
Yeah, and let me know what I personally did to never get on that list of like. When is it? Like truly in November.
Here's what I remember because really I
November every year.
I was on it 45
out.
Years ago when I was a teenager. It's a list that comes out like in the fall, and it's like comics to watch, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
comics
at this point,
to watch. I mean,
at this point, if they asked me, I would say if they said we're going to put you on the list, I would say, well, let's talk about it because
they told everyone sure to watch really me, and then the world shut down. So YOLO. It can be so stressful to even think about tackling your stress. Am I right, Pat?
It is so hard. The problem is it's a famous catch 22. It's like if I was able to think about dealing with stress and anxiety, I wouldn't have stress and anxiety. I need to not have it to be able to think about dealing with it. And that's why I need something that makes it so easy for me.
Totally. And let me tell you this, with New Mood, you can take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time because their guided approach teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. With a team of dedicated coaches, you'll have a support system helping you on your journey.
Yeah. And for me, my biggest thing I'm working on with New Mood is just in moments where I'm feeling overwhelmed, not shutting down and like taking some time to myself. So they've like really recommended some good like breath work techniques that allow me just to like get out of the moment for 1 second and like kind of have 1 minute to myself to recollect myself and then move forward. And it's actually been really helpful.
Totally. I also love that the app is so accessible and convenient. I can only do it for like 10 minutes a day. And I can do it whenever and wherever. It's so, so easy.
Yeah, but it also has so much. Like, there's so many different, like, tools and techniques and stuff that are on there.
So basically, you can navigate this program at your own pace, and the coaches are really supportive, and Noom has helped so many people, and they can help you tackle your stress too. So I feel like with Noom Mood, taking care of your mental health can feel so empowering. You can be like, I got this, I'm in charge, la, and you just need 10 minutes a day.
Yes. So worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/seek treatment. That's noom.com/seek treatment.
Noom.com/seek treatment.
Okay. Kath, have you ever been going on a date and it's going well, and then all of a sudden they drop a huge deal breaker?
Oh man, you mean like they reveal they don't vote? Yes, I actually have SOS.
Me too. And in those moments, I always think, wow, I wish I knew that. I wouldn't have put on pants today if I knew someone annoying like this. Well, thanks to the dating app OkCupid, daters may never be in that situation again, because OkCupid finds people you're most compatible with. OkCupid is the only app where your opinions matter because you matter.
So here's how it works. Basically, the OkCupid app learns what's important to you by asking you questions. Then the app's one-of-a-kind algorithm pairs you with people that care about what you care about, like puppies and reproductive rights.
In fact, did you know OkCupid is the only dating app in the world that lets you filter out singles that don't care about the issue you care about, from climate change to being pro-choice to LGBTQ rights?
That means no more wasted money, no more wasted time, and no more surprises. It's time to find your person. So download the dating app OkCupid today. P.S. It's free, so you have no excuses.
So what are you doing this weekend? Do you have anything that you're doing this weekend?
Well, I'm so proud of myself that I'm doing the show. I'm doing the show tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. That's right.
Then Sunday, actually, Brian and I are excited because we're going on a triple date with so we're trying to have more couple friends. We don't really have any.
Weird. A triple date?
Well, it's like
do you know what that is?
What?
It's kind of high school where it's like, we're the three that have boyfriends. Like, we're not necessarily close, but we're the three that have boyfriends. So let's go to Pizza Hut together.
That sounds really fun.
Oh my God, Pizza Hut.
I obviously never had a boyfriend in high school. Yeah. Wait, did you watch the Euphoria season 2 premiere?
I haven't yet.
Did you watch season 1?
Of course.
It's so good.
Yeah. I
have to talk about this.
You know who I love and is my daughter? Like, I literally have a father-daughter. Like, I am
Sydney Sweeney.
I'm literally her father. And we have a father-daughter relationship. That's so beautiful.
She's one of Regan's rascals. She is absolutely your girl. She's one of your hand-picked girls. I know this isn't news to anyone, but just like, Zendaya is such a good actor. It's insane. Yeah. Like, so I watched the season 2 premiere, and then Brian hadn't seen season 1. So he was watching it, and I was kind of in and out. And I was like, we were just like, it's crazy how good she is. The show.
You should have asked Lucas, like,
Lucas was in that. Here I am watching season 1. I'm like, that's my dear friend, Lucas Gage. That's my dear friend.
And he worked with her on White Lotus. So we should have been like,
oh my God, so Lucas and Sweeney must be like Bestina Aguilera.
Sydney Sweeney and Lucas Gage must be Bestina Aguilera.
We gotta like find that out. Sydney Sweeney is amazing.
Yeah, she's so
and
good.
And the girl who plays Maddie is amazing.
Yeah, she's really good too. They're honestly all really good.
I love Barbie Ferreira.
Yeah.
She's obviously my storyline, Kat. Her name's Kat. And she's a thick, curvy queen.
Who has access to the internet. Classic you.
Who has access to the internet and eventually a boyfriend.
Oh, I forget if I obviously remember nothing about the plot of season 1.
Well, I just mean in season 2, no spoilers, but you know.
Yeah, no spoilers. And no buts.
I like that actor who plays the guy who likes her.
I like the
Should we cameo as like their grandparents?
I would love. We would love.
We want to play their grandparents. We want to play Sydney Sweeney's grandparents on season 2 of Euphoria.
Wait, we should like go public with that. We should go public with that.
Honey, I think we just did. I was just looking up Sydney Sweeney's age because I was like, part of me was like, is she 17? And the good news is she's not. She's literally 24. So. It's okay, but we could still play her grandparents, of course.
We can absolutely play her grandparents.
Being early 30s, we could play her grandparents.
It would be fun. It would be a fun comedic choice for to have me do grandma and you be the grandpa.
Gender swapped. Like the production of Company I just saw, which I unfortunately
didn't like.
You know, Wait, I love the, you know, I love the theater. You know, I love the theater.
I do
the
know that about
lead,
you.
The lead, who's very talented, was miscast. And that's, I'll leave it at that.
You know what I will say?
One of my favorite shows. One of my favorite shows.
I never saw it. I don't even know what it's about. I, you know, kept, was getting DMs from someone who does like PR or something for Chicago. The new Chicago. Is there a new Chicago?
You mean just Chicago on Broadway? It's just always on Broadway.
Oh, maybe it was like reopening or something after COVID.
They always have like stunt casting where they put in like a Real Housewife as the lead.
Oh, well, they were asking if I wanted to go, and I really, really wanted to go, but I can't because of work. But I hope I can. I hope they let me go after work.
Oh, it'd be fun to go.
I would love to.
What
go
if we
to
go
Chicago.
On like a What if we go on like a Saturday?
I know. Can I do that? Maybe I'll ask them if I can do that. You know, I'm taking my little sister to see Wicked for Christmas.
That is going
to
be so fun. When are you going?
And offline, defying gravity. I'm going. I don't have tickets yet. It depends, like when, like we can make it work. But then, of
can
course,
I
like
talk
last
about...
time. Sorry, last time I was home, like after I had given it to her on Christmas, she was like excited about Wicked, but she's like, anyone else I really want to see? And I was like, what? And she's like, Waitress. Because like one of her favorite like YouTube people is in it. And I was like, okay, well, it's over, I think.
Is it?
I think Waitress might be over on Broadway, yeah.
I don't know. I need to talk about something that happened to me. I had a very like pre-pandemic evening where I like was up. I was up in Harlem working with my dear friend David, who I've been writing songs with. And I had like an hour to kill before I was going to see a company. And I was in Midtown and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit my ass down at a Dig In and just have a fast casual dinner.
Yeah.
Well, it was the day that it was like ice, baby, ice. Freezing.
Yeah,
freezing,
it's going to be that tomorrow.
Freezing cold.
It's going to be that tomorrow.
I could barely breathe.
Yeah.
I go to the Dig In, I get my order. I go to sit and she's like, you can't sit here. Like we're not doing eat in. And I'm like, but they're sitting here. And she's like, they work here. And then I was just like, okay, but it's freezing. And then I was standing there in the Dig In. I knew there was something I could do, but I was like standing in the Dig In with my purchase, my $17 like bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what I had to do was I went outside with my ice cold hands. Of course, I opened the top. The meal immediately turns into a block of ice.
Yeah, yeah.
Standing in the middle of Times Square eating my Dig In. And then I kind of wandered around a Rite Aid and I bought some candy.
And you know why that's such a different world? I think I literally before the pandemic and enough that I think it was before Angelo did, I think I've done an enema in a Dig In. Bathroom. Don't tell anyone that. Do not tell anyone
I
that.
Would never tell anyone that. You know, I gave head at the Union Hall bathroom.
Oh, I did know that.
Which I would never tell anyone about.
And you would never do that.
Famously,
today.
I think I told you our gay friend. It was when Brian and I were like,
wait, what?
I was living with my ex still, and Brian was living with his parents. And so we couldn't fuck. And we're at Union Hall, and our friend was like, just get gay with it. And we're like, what? And he's like, go into the bathroom. Cut to me in the it was such a fun time. I was just
For some reason that time makes me think of that, like that's that 2018.
No, it was
2019.
It was 2019. It was Patty and Mitch was going away.
Yeah exactly.
How is Angelo?
He's doing well.
I'd love to see him for one single second.
I know, he always says how he hasn't seen you in a long time. I don't think he can come tonight because it's Drag Race night. So I think he's like going to watch it with friends. But
where
he's
does
good.
He watch it?
Last week we watched it at Sam's. Well, he watched it at Sam's. I had to work and then I came and like saw people afterwards. So I think he might be doing that again, but I'm not sure.
Do you ever feel like when you're like working a lot, it's hard to feel like connected to anyone else?
Yeah, but I don't always 1000% like mind that. Like, we talk on this and I talk to Angela and then I'll see people like once every little bit. I had a pleasant text exchange with someone recently, which was huge for me.
You're getting lots of awards. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
It's so amazing. Are you happy writing on the show?
I'm so happy writing on the show. Yeah, it's a dream come true. It's a dream come true, dream come true, dream come true.
It's like you're writing on the best show on television.
I like to think so. I certainly like to think so. But yeah, we got a we got an award from the disgraced Golden Globes. We got Emmys, and we just got nominated.
The now defunct.
I think I am the most excited about WGA because my name is on that, which is really fun. Like, it That's lists amazing. The names.
Oh, is it an actual award ceremony, or what is that?
And now, if you think I know that, then you've never met me at all. You've never met me once, even at all.
Even a little bit.
A little bit.
What do you think is going to become of me?
Rich movie star.
I hope so. I feel like people don't like me anymore.
No one likes me, that's for sure.
It's just like there are some people who people don't like right now, and it's just like, it's not me.
You know, I have that thought every day too.
Every day I'm just like, okay, it's not my day. I'm like,
I'm always like, should I be, you know what thoughts I was having? I was having this thought, why would anyone even follow? I was like, to be honest, Pat, like, why would anyone follow you on Instagram? Like, what would be so great about following you
sometimes
on Instagram?
Sometimes you do post a lot, but like, you have to go away for a while.
Yeah, well, I just like, I mean, I honestly have not been trying not to post. I just don't.
I
have nothing to post.
I know. It's like, do I post? I don't know what I feel. I just feel like
people do funny. Me sounding like a literal geriatric, not even millennial, just geriatric. People do funny videos on there, and I don't.
Oh, I have not a single idea.
Yeah, I just don't like.
But that's like, you work full time as a comedy writer. You don't need to be like.
But I would like to
for
be
jobs
like
on Twitter because you have one.
But that's how people like get
I'm
celebrated.
So talented.
I can't tell if I care. You know, I think I've said this a million times. I was journaling about kind of this, like feeling not like one of the special ones right now. And maybe I'll post that on Substack. I remember being like, it was truly just like journaling, like morning pages-y. But I was kind of like, I wouldn't mind posting this. So, but I'd have to read
You don't
that.
Think you're special?
I don't feel special right this second.
No. I get it. But you are.
Thank you. And so are you.
I know. I love it. You know what I love? First of all, I'm being actually so... First of all, if you're listening to this, I know I'm being annoying today, so don't say
You're not being annoying.
I'm being a little annoying today.
It's funny because I am... It's like you with these glasses. It does.
Oh, it's
like
a different person.
Yeah, it's literally a different person.
Oh, by the way, if everything I say... If I'm wearing these glasses, I can't say anything that you can... It's not really me. I don't know. I just want to know if it's. I need to post a picture on the Patreon of me in the glasses, and then y'all can let me know if they're real or not. Mm-hmm. Wait, by the way, if you're Patreon, I don't know if we've talked about this. If you're top tier Patreon, you can get our merch. And February 1st, we're releasing merch to the general public for the plebs and the plebs. I never remember how to say that. For the plebs and the plebs who hate us, February 1, you can buy our shit.
Oh my god!
You know I'm going. You know, I'm going to Mexico.
Yeah, wait, when is that?
Literally less than a week I'm going.
Wait, are you serious? How
oh my
long
god,
are
you just
there?
Did you just did America's Next Top Model Yolanda's tarantula pose.
Yolanda.
Yolanda. Yeah, that is yeah, there we go.
Thank you. I wasn't trying to, but I'm glad I achieved
it. I'm glad you did that. You did the damn thing.
I did the damn thing. How long are you going to be in Mexico?
A month.
Wow, interesting.
Maybe not as long. Anyways, what was I going to talk about? Oh, I had something so fucking interesting to say.
What was it in regards to?
I couldn't tell you. I'm trying. New Year, new me.
I'm going to try to wake up. Oh, you know, you'll like this. This is, you know, this thrusts you to the center.
and therefore I'll like it.
I think I'm going to try to wake up at 7 a.m. tomorrow to watch the Houston Marathon and Houston Half.
Thrust me. And you know, famously, my mom did the marathon.
I remember that. Yes, I remember that.
I can't believe it. She's so impressive. I was 12, so.
So.
Can't do the math of how old she was. I'm like, how old am I now? 30.
Yeah, this woman, Kira D'Amato, is racing, who, like, was good at college, but not well, she was, like, sixth in the NCAA cross country, and then she, like, kind of disappeared for literally 15 years, and then during COVID, out of nowhere, she was getting good, but no one really noticed, and then, like, she posted this video on YouTube of her doing a 5K time trial on the track during COVID, and she ran, like, 15:04, and everyone was like, wait, what are you talking about? And she's just been really good ever since. And she's racing. And she's like 37, but having this like insane comeback. And it's really fun to watch. And she's racing. So yeah, so that'll be cool. And then this girl, Dom Scott, who is South African, who ran for Arkansas, who I'm kind of a fan of. And she's part of a training group in Colorado called the Boss Babes.
Yeah.
So, because their coach is Joe Bossart, not because they necessarily love that kind of thing.
That's fun.
So I'm going to watch Dom too and see how she does with that.
You know, it's so, can you believe that my mom was 39 when I was in the seventh grade? Doesn't that seem crazy? That.
Now let me think about, yeah, my mom was probably a similar age when I was
It's just crazy.
Grade.
I'm like, I'm 30.
Yeah.
I'm 30. I say that 20 more times.
When I think about like I always think about my parent, I always think about my mother's parents dying when she's like essentially an adult and I don't like count it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now it's like, too. Now I'm officially well older, like 8 years older than when her father died. And she was like 39 when her mother died. So it's like that brutal. Literally is so young. You're literally a child.
No, I know. My dad was like 30. I think our grandmother Allison died like on my dad's 30th birthday, which is like devastating. And they were so close.
Oh, that's so
sad. I just can't imagine. Like if my parents died, which they won't ever, I would not be able to function. I am a complete baby goo goo gaga. I'm goo goo gaga. That's all I have to say about that. I'm goo goo and I'm gaga. What do we talk about on this show?
Lady goo goo. I think
Lady goo goo. Ra ra ooh, la la.
That's literally
I do.
You know what that is? That's an all that skit. Or like an Amanda show skit. Or it's like I'm Lady Goo Goo.
Amanda. I have to say that sometimes I do look like her in certain pictures. We have to talk about it.
Amanda Bynes or Lady Gaga?
Goo Goo. But she's so short, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Whenever people tell me I'm tall, I'm like, you think I'm big. I'm like, you think I'm big and you think I don't deserve love.
Are you tall? How's your height?
How my height right now is about what it's been for the past 2 years. It's 5'7".
Cool. That's cool.
Whenever I make a self tape, I make a hilarious joke where I'm like, I'm 5'7" tall. And Brian's like, don't send that one.
I'm shooting something next week or in 2 weeks, which will be fun. I'm never on TV. So it'll be nice to finally like be on TV for a second and stretch my legs.
Oh, wait, sorry. You told me you joined SAG.
I had to join SAG. And
it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be fun. I like to shoot things sometimes.
It is. But absolutely it's
a classic thing, though, where a wardrobe person always reaches out and says, hello, I'm doing wardrobe. And even though you're just going to be wearing an oversized t-shirt, I need the measurements of your waist, breast, like neck, chin, thigh, and knee. And I need those yesterday, even though you're shooting for 3 weeks. And again, I can't stress this enough. You will be wearing a t-shirt and sweatpants in the sky. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, so why do you need this? Like, I'm like, can you like just... I wish that all the wardrobe people could have a wiki where they can just post your measurements when you have them. And then you don't have to figure out, like, I don't know how to measure myself. Like, I'm not someone who knows how to do that. You know what I mean? It's also like no one 3 years into coronavirus, the pandemic, wants to send their measurements to someone.
I know.
Like, no one wants to do that.
I know. I don't know. I just with like, it's just so hard with my hormonal disorder too. I'm like, it's impossible to like control. I feel like so out of control of my body, and I'm just like trying to do what I can.
Yeah, it's really hard to feel out of control of your body. That is a really hard
I'm just like trying to be nicer, and my main thing is that I do try and get my 10k steps every day, and if I don't get it, I don't beat myself like, up. Like
that's quite like a few yesterday steps. I feel
like
that's
I walk like it's like 5 miles every day.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, you know, some days I don't get it. Like yesterday, I'm like, okay, I'm working on the show all day. Like, I'm not going to be mad at myself if I don't get my steps. That's insane.
Totally.
I saw my friend yesterday who had a baby, and she was just like, she was really just like, things that seem like they matter just don't matter.
Anymore. Totally.
And she seemed so like good and beautiful and powerful.
Yeah.
But I'm getting kind of sad about the gynecologist, but I guess if I can't have kids, I'll just like adopt a cute kid.
Yeah, I did something cuckoo crazy the other day.
You applied to adopt a kid?
No, but I did like, Google it. And I was like, what is it? Like, what do you do?
Well, it takes like years, right?
Yeah, I would never do that soon, but I just was like,
oh, I can't wait. You're gonna be such a good dad.
No, I won't. And I'm not.
I hope you have a little girl with little pigtails. So
cute. Oh, that'd be fun.
How is your niece?
She's good. You mean Angela's sister's daughter?
Yeah, doesn't that, that, that or your niece-in-law or whatever.
Yeah, my niece-in-law. I know, it's a weird little thing.
Your niece-in-law and in love.
Angela's two sisters, they both have kids. And it's funny, like one of his sisters will like refer to me as like uncle, and then the other one won't. But I truly don't care at all. But it's always like I feel crazy no matter what. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, oh geez. But she is doing good. Oh my god, his sister posted this video on story the other day of because she got a balance beam for Christmas, like just this like little truly 6 feet off the ground balance beam.
So cute.
That all of Christmas.
Wait, 6 feet is. Six inches.
I was
like, that's insane.
She's under 2 years old. She's going to be two this month. And so all of Christmas, she was doing videos of like, she would like only walk on it with one foot and the other foot would stand on the ground and shake. It's just so funny when a baby thinks they're doing something right. And it's like, that's not it, baby. Like they have no idea.
Baby, that's not it.
I don't know why that's so, something about babies are so funny to me. Like they just, I don't know why. It brings me so much joy. But
because they haven't been like hardened.
Yeah, and they always like think they're doing. They always like even right now. She's me and Angela always talk about because she can't talk yet, but she like, thinks she can talk. So she just like blabber like she's explaining something to you, and it's like, girl, you're not saying anything like at all. It's like so funny to me. Like you think you're talking, and you're literally
that's
not.
Literally what Vulture thinks about our podcast. Vulture thinks our podcast is a toddler. I can't wait till Brian's niece is like of talk. I can't wait to meet her, and she's like of talking age, and she can be like a character in the movie that is my life.
Yeah, it can be hard when they get over like four, because then it's like then could be more of a challenge. Yeah, Well, they test. I think like 4 and 5 and 6, they really, really like to test boundaries and things like that. And that can be really like exhausting, I think, as like a parent or caretaker.
Well, as y'all know, I have like 20, I honestly can't remember. It's like either 22 or 25 first cousins who are younger than me on my mom's side. None of them know my name. None of them know who the hell I am.
Really?
Because I'm like the oldest and I'm like kind of older than everyone because I was the first. And so like they're all just like besties and they're all hanging out. And they like literally I walk in the room and they're just like, okay.
Wait, how old are they?
It's like now. Well, now that they're like getting to be in their 20s.
It's just like literally Sydney Sweeney.
Now that they're like getting to be in their 20s, it's more fun, I guess. I don't know. They range from like, how old's the youngest one? The youngest one's probably like 14 and the oldest one's me.
Yeah, I have kind of the opposite experience where like the young, because I'm one of the older kids on my cousins, but like there's some that are like literally 16 or 17. I assume they don't care about me, but then send them to like talk to them and I'll be like, oh, you gotta care about me. You know about me and you care about me.
Yeah, maybe they do. Wait, how is your cousin, by the way? I have a joke in the new show, which you'll see tonight, where I say, my friend's cousin told me my Saturn return wouldn't be that bad, and she was wrong, actually.
Oh, that's really funny. She's, well, I haven't seen that cousin in a while, but I think I'll see her soon.
What holiday is now?
It's actually, and this is so crazy, but Valentine's Day.
What do you feel about that?
I couldn't care less about
it. I know, it's fun when you're like first dating someone, you're like, are we going to do something?
I know, and then the student is like, yes. It's like, oh, well, then I don't want to. I only want to do something if I'm not sure.
Oh. God, it's been such a hard time.
Yeah.
It's so hard. The life just comes at you fast, as they say in the biz.
Yeah, they say that to you in the biz every second, huh? I think that's better, by the way.
Isn't it cute? Thank you. I got it in LA. Do you want to get, like, do you and Ange want to get mayor? We can drop
it. I don't know. I can't tell if I care about that or not.
I know. You already live together.
I just like don't know. I don't know about any of that stuff.
But your amazing joke of having the law on your side.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that joke.
Have you done that? That one's so funny.
I've been in that in years. I don't think I like.
I can't wait to see you tonight. My other favorite joke is shot in a hospital.
Oh yeah. I haven't been doing that in a while either.
Oh, it's so funny. You know what? I saw you invent it.
When was that again? Oh, I kept coming. Did I invent that?
Yeah.
You know, I think that I don't like a single one of my jokes right now. So I have to think of some new ones. Maybe about seltzer. Pick a bottle of seltzer. Maybe about this. Is this something?
So I know, I'm like, give me a random word. What should I talk about? I actually feel really stunted right now. Like, I don't even know what people do talk about in jokes. It's like, okay, yeah. All I talk about is sex,
drugs, food, and rock and roll.
Drugs and rock and roll. Oh, you know what we have in the podcast? She came to Club Cumming last week. Courtney B is such a funny stand-up. Have you seen
her? Oh, really?
Her? Oh, my God.
I don't know if I've seen her. Oh, Courtney B, so the letter B.
B-E-E.
Classic.
Anyways, we got to get her on the pod. But yeah, I'm like, what do people talk about in stand-up? Does anyone know?
I don't know what people talk about on stand-up.
It's also interesting because when you're dating, when you're in a relationship, there's definitely stuff that goes on, but you also don't want to betray like the privacy and the intimacy of your relationship you actually care about. It's much easier when you're like going on one date with someone and you don't give a fuck.
Well, I also do think that life in general, when you're allowed to go outside, is a series of humiliations. And so
but now that we're trapped.
So like, it's just hard to be really humiliated in a pandemic because you can't like, go anywhere.
It's so I've been trying to say a joke where I'm like, it's humiliating to be alive. Like I'll spend $97 on leggings and like no one laughs. I'm like, I guess that's not a joke. I guess that's just a fact of life.
I love that show. Who were you? Tag yourself.
Don't remember. I just remember it was on Nick at Night.
Oh my God. I loved Joe for some reason. But I also obviously love Blair. Wait, Blair? The woman who plays Blair, Lisa Welchel, plays Survivor. She played Survivor about 10 years ago in the Philippines.
Fun.
And she was so good. And I'm obsessed with her and I really want her to come back.
Do you want to pull some tarot cards before we go?
Do you know how to?
Well, we can just pull cards for us and then see what they're for. This is a beautiful tarot deck that was gifted to me by friend of the pod, David Odyssey. And I think let's just pull some tarots because it's new year, new us. So I just want you to tell me, I want to pull one for you first. I don't really know what I'm doing. Just tell me when.
When.
Okay. And then I'll pull one for me. Okay. So the card for Pat for today is the Page of Swords. Allison, will you Google it? I actually have a nice book. He got nice book that tells us what they are about. But, you know. And then mine is, oh my God, mine's beautiful. Mine's Strength.
Wait, what's mine called again? Something about
swords. Page of Swords.
Page of Swords. Full of energy, passion, and enthusiasm. When this card shows up in a tarot reading, you're bursting with new ideas and plans for the future. You may be excited about starting a new project, pursuing a new approach, or learning something new. You have so much energy that you feel as though you could
do anything.
Oh my God.
The challenge, however, is that as with all pages, the beginning always looks promising, but you need something else to follow.
That's a really good one for the new year.
Before you came on, I was telling Allison about like my idea. I'm like thinking about that. I'm not sure about, but she said she liked that. She said that.
Oh, I want to hear. And then Allison, mine is Strength. It says 8. It says 8-strength. Remember when I finally learned how to read Roman numerals? Took long enough.
Oh, really? For me, that was for some reason something I've literally been able to do since the womb.
Wow. Hacking the mainframe.
I came out, got my cord absolutely clipped, and started saying, my first words were, V is five. Doctors were like, okay, he's a genius, but I never learned a single other thing. Learned Roman numerals by 1 month old, never learned anything else the rest of my life.
This image looks like me. I'm taking a picture of it and posting it.
It represents strength, determination, and power like the chariot. However, while the chariot signifies our outer strength and will, the strength card speaks to the inner strength and the human spirit's ability to overcome any obstacle.
Yes!
It's about knowing you can endure life's obstacles. You have great stamina and persistence balanced with underlying patience and inner calm. You are committed to what you need to do and you go about it in a way that shows your composure and maturity. When it appears in a reading, you are fueled by your inner strength, personal power, strong will, and determination. You do not rule by trying to control others. You quietly and persuade. Others may underestimate your power because it is so invisible. That you
fuck you, haters!
Without excessive outward force, no one knows it's you calling the shots. You have the confidence to overcome any growing fears, challenges, or doubts. Feel the fear and do it anyway. You've been going time and are burnt out or stressed. Oh, if you are, the strength card encourages you to find the power within yourself to persevere. You've got what it takes to see the situation through to its eventual end. You're a loyal friend and solid supporter, willing to step up and be present when others are in need. And you might also feel compelled to hold space for someone who needs your strength and support.
Come for me. Come for me. Come for me, please. Because I am a strong girl stroking a lion with a beautiful peasant blouse wearing a gorgeous floral crown. So come for me, you whores. I love you. You guys have no idea what's going on. This is my year. This is my year. You have no idea. And then we're doing one for Hot Producer Allison before we go. Tell me when.
Go.
Wheel of Fortune.
Famously a show. It's a famous show.
Oh my God, Allison, you just are getting all the royalties and residuals for the show Wheel of Fortune. It looks fun. Let me tell you that. It's a king and a
crime scene of the book. Is always turning and life is in a state of constant change. If you're going through a difficult time, rest assured that it'll get better from here. Good luck and good fortune will make their return in time. Similarly, if things are going well, know this too will change and life may return to normal soon. The cycle shows why it's so important to cherish blissful moments in your life and make the most of them while they are within reach, because in a flash they could be gone. It's known as the wheel of karma and reminds you that what goes around comes around. Be kind. Okay.
That's a good one.
I think that's true of you too.
And by the way, when I said come for me, I meant it in a really nice way.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
both. Okay, wow, that was actually interesting.
I love that. Okay. Do you feel hot today?
I do. And I never would have known that I would. Yeah. I do. Do you?
No, but I like my sweater, and that's...
I like your sweater, too.
It's really like yellow jackets, almost.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I feel like a young, horny co-ed when I wear it.
Yeah. Totally.
I want to be in Playboy. I want to show my tits there.
You do?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know why.
What do you think? What are you, some kind of Puritan?
No.
You're Catholic showing. I think I have really beautiful tits, and they're, I think before they'd fall, I should get them on the cover of a magazine or something.
Right, I'm glad
they're on TV in a comfortable way.
Yeah, at least they're on prestige TV.
They're on prestige television, but it's time they're in print.
Yeah, it's about
time. If you are the editor-in-chief of Playboy magazine, keep me in mind for your spread. I won't show here. You know what's so funny about me? I would never show my ass, but you can see my pussy. I love my pussy. It's so beautiful. You know I have Barbie.
Why wouldn't you show your ass?
You know what? This is so embarrassing, but like my ass is like, I just don't like it. It's always like...
I thought you loved your ass.
No, I love the shape of my ass, but it's kind of like cellulite-y and... Yeah, there's always like a zit on it.
Oh, that's hard.
Because I'm always just like sweating in my Lulus.
Yeah.
It's kind of disgusting. I'm like, should we cut that? No, it's real. It's me. It's real. I think my hourglass shape is gorgeous, but I'm just really cellulite-y right now.
And that's not good or bad.
It's not okay, right. That's not good or bad. That's not good or bad. So no, and then crush of the week. Mine's Zendaya, because I was reminded of her absolute acting prowess.
Oh, what should mine be? I had an idea of something mine could be. But
wait, is Juice real or is Juice a myth?
Both.
Perfect. Hey, perfect answer.
Oh, God. What is my crush of the week? I'm losing it here. Wait, I had an idea of one. It was a product.
Wait, have you been playing Wordle?
Wait, what is Wordle? I don't understand. Okay. I tried to find it, what I was brought to was not the Wordle.
I think we need to talk to you about this. I was obviously avoiding finding out what it was because I famously never played a game on my phone, but I know you're going to love it. I didn't understand it at first. Now I do. Do you want me to tell you about it? I can send you the link.
Not right now, but how do I access it?
You just Google Wordle.
Oh, I was like going to the app store.
No, it's just a website. Okay. I was confused, but basically... I thought it was like a crossword thing, but you're just trying to guess one word and you get 5 tries. And each line of the Wordle is a try to guess the word.
Okay. Okay. Whatever. I'll try. My crush of the week is this crew neck. I like it.
It's good. And,
that's it. Are you mad at me?
Not even for a second. Mad at me?
Mad at all.
I'm so excited. I'm going to see you tonight.
I know. It's going to be fun. Okay, well, guys, thanks for listening. This has been Cappuccino and Frappuccino.
Frappuccino.
We wish you the best, of course.
We love you today and every day, all the days.
All the days.
I'm feeling full of love.
All right, bye.
Our tarot reading was so good. Okay, love you guys. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Seek treatment if you're boring.